I mean, I don't know. I can't really put a percentage on it, but I would say somewhere between 60 and 80%. Somewhere.
On track, though?
Yeah, I'm definitely on track, for sure.
Is a game like yesterday for you personally difficult to watch when, you know, that's your kind of game? I mean, you probably could have made an impact out there.
Yeah, it definitely all games are my kind of game. But that game, it was real fun. You know, it was really literally a homecoming for me. I actually played their Pop Warner at halftime. Where I grew up, I could actually see Candlestick from my window. grew up a Niners fan. So it was really a homecoming. So it would have definitely been fun to be out there. But, I mean, it's really kind of hard to speak hypothetical. Of course, I believe I could have helped impact the team. I always have, thought that, and always will.
You know, defensively, what needs to be fixed around here?
Just an internal mindset, I think. Just a mindset, getting it done, running around, hitting, no mistakes. And I think we'll be fine.
Does, I know you were a hungry guy as a backup before you got a shot to start coming off of this season injury thing. How can you guys describe the hunger maybe that you're going to have for next season?
There's really no words that can describe it. I think you just have to, you're just gonna have to watch.
What about that internal mindset? You know, needs to be changed. You said that's a way things can kind of turn around here. How can that happen?
I think just be more focused on it. Something that we can like consciously every day just kind of bring to our mind. And I think it would turn over and show up on the field.
I know you're part of the solution, but does this defense need to get more athletic to go up with guys like McCaffrey next spring? You're going to get Griffin next year?
We play Washington Redskins next
year? Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
I mean, you know the direction the league is going, it seems like, these running guys. Does this defense need to get?
The league is always evolving. You know, I think the new spread offense, the running quarterback is – it's innovative and different. But, defense will evolve as well and figure out how to stop it. Then the offense is going to come up with something else and, you know, just like a revolving door. But, I think we have plenty speed on our team to stop a running quarterback. I think Kaepernick's case, we just undisciplined, I guess, and he kind of found some lanes and made things happen. Nobody's around here scared of RG3 at all. So, I mean, I think we'll be fine against anybody.
What's the key to stopping the read option?
I think really just technique. I don't think it's about really being fast. I mean, you definitely have to be fast and explosive and, you know, athletic. But I think it's technique, you know. This person has this person has that person, and everybody just say discipline. So discipline and technique, I think you can stop it.